Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. It looks like the market managed to claw back some of Friday's losses today, right?
It did. A bit of a relief rally, as those Israel-Iran conflict fears seemed to cool off. We saw the S&P 500 touch 6,050 early on, but sellers did step in, and it drifted a bit lower through the session. Still, a comfortable close in the green.
And what was leading the charge?
No surprise, the megacaps. Information technology was up 1.5%. Communication services also 1.5%, and consumer discretionary up 1.2%. The Vanguard Megacap Growth ETF, MGK, gained 1.3%, outpacing the S&P 500 0.9% rise.
Got it. How are the key index levels looking for SPY and QQQ heading into tomorrow?
All right. For SPY, it's been hovering around that 602 to 603 range. We saw a volume spike there, which could indicate some position accumulation. Support is near 602, then 601.60. Resistance is right at 603, and a break above 604 would be a key bullish signal.
And QQQ?
QQQ is showing similar stability. It's crucial for it to hold 534, with lower support around 533.20. The upside resistance to watch is 534.60. A breach there could really open the door for more gains. Both are trading slightly above short-term moving averages, so a mildly bullish sentiment, but we need those resistance breaks.
Interesting. What about sector rotation? Anything notable there?
Yes, definitely. We saw increased interest in financials, XLF, and technology, XLK, which suggests a potential rotation from defensive plays into more growth-oriented sectors. This aligns with the easing geopolitical tensions. On the flip side, defense stocks and energy shares pulled back from Friday's leadership. The S&P 500 energy sector was down about 0.3%, with WTI crude falling 1.8% to around 71.83.
And the VIX? Is volatility coming down?
VXX showed marginal declines and dropping volume. That suggests decreased market volatility, which is generally a good sign for broader market indices if it continues.
So the easing geopolitical situation was the main driver today? What else was on the macro front?
Primarily, yes. The market seemed comforted that the Israel-Iran conflict remains relatively contained, with no major oil supply disruptions. There were even press reports suggesting Iran is working diplomatic channels for a ceasefire, though Israel hasn't reciprocated publicly. President Trump also commented, saying Iran and Israel should make a deal and will make a deal.
Any economic data of note today?
We had the Empire State Manufacturing Survey for June, which came in weaker than expected at negative 16.0. The consensus was for negative 6.6. That's the fourth straight decline in manufacturing activity in New York State. However, there was a silver lining. Firms did turn positive about conditions for the next 6 months.
Okay, looking ahead, what's on the earnings calendar for this week?
After the bell today, Monday, we've got Lennar, L-E-N. Then, for Tuesday pre-market, that's June 17th, keep an eye on JBL and WLY Wednesday pre-market. We have GMS and KFY with SWBI after hours. And Friday pre-market is a busy one with ACN, KMX, DRI, and KR reporting.
Now, there was one stock that just absolutely rocketed today, EchoStar, SATS. What happened there?
Incredible move. SATs surged nearly 50%. This was on a Bloomberg report that President Trump intervened to facilitate a resolution between the company and the FCC regarding its valuable wireless spectrum licenses.
Wow, that's significant. What's the backstory there?
It's been a tense situation. The FCC started scrutinizing SATs in May over its 5G network deployment obligations. These licenses are critical, tied to commitments from the T-Mobile/Sprint merger. There was a real risk of license revocation, which would be devastating for SATS's wireless business.
So they were under a lot of pressure?
Immense. SATs claimed they've invested tens of billions, but the FCC probe created what the company called a dark cloud of uncertainty, hampering their ability to raise capital. They even missed a substantial interest payment recently, and reports surfaced just on June 6th that SATs was considering a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing to protect those spectrum assets.
So this reported intervention could be a lifeline then?
Absolutely pivotal. A deal preserving their spectrum licenses would significantly reduce bankruptcy risk stabilize their finances, and restore investor confidence. These licenses underpin their 5G network under Boost Mobile and are crucial for their whole strategy. It could also help them address their debt obligations.
A massive story to watch. All right, let's get tactical. What continuation plays are looking good after today's action?
Okay, first up is KLAC in the tech space. It's showing strong closes and bullish candles. I'm looking forward to test the 895 resistance soon. If buying pressure holds, 900 is definitely in play. An ideal entry would be near support at 885, with a stop below 880.
I see. What else is on your continuation radar?
LGND in healthcare. It had a solid upward move today, with volume to back it up. The target is 118 initially, with a potential extension to 120. Entry around 115 and a stop below 114 looks reasonable.
And you also highlighted MEDP and OLLI for continuation?
That's right. MEDP, another healthcare name, is showing increasing volume and stability above 300. Expect attempts towards 308. Profit taking could start there, with potential to 310 or even 315. Entry near 302, stop under 300. Then there's OLLI, Consumer Discretionary, gaining momentum with significant volume increases. A test of 122 seems likely, with a secondary aim towards 123. Consider entries near 120, stop below 119.
And Regeneron, REGN, was also flagged as a continuation setup, right?
Correct. REGN remains on the watch list. It's been showing relative strength, especially after some positive trial data news recently. Definitely one to keep an eye on for follow-through.
Okay, let's shift to anticipation setups. What stocks are you watching that might be coiling for a move?
First one is CW in the technology sector. It's showing a consistent pattern of higher lows on the hourly chart, and trading volume is high, reflecting strong market interest. I'm expecting a continuation towards the $476 to $478 range in the next couple of days. Short-term swing target is $482, possibly extending to $486. A low-risk entry could be near the $470 support, with a stop at $460.
Got it. How about FSLR?
FSLR, First Solar, is exhibiting bullish signals. It had a recent breakout above its past week's closing highs, supported by significant trading volume. It could approach the $174 to $175 range, helped by its strong intraday move. Near-term target is 178, and if bullish momentum persists, 182. An entry around 171, with a stop at 168 to limit downside.
And INSM was the third one on that list?
Yes, INSM in healthcare. It indicates a gradual upswing with positive closing sessions, suggesting buyer interest is growing. Increasing interest might push prices to 103. The target is 105 in the short term, potentially testing 108 if momentum continues. An entry around 100 offers an attractive risk-reward, with a stop at 97.
And Cisco, CSCO, was also mentioned as an anticipation play, especially with that upgrade today.
Exactly. Cisco is one to watch for a potential turn or breakout. That Deutsche Bank upgrade to buy with a $73 target certainly adds to the bullish case for an anticipation setup.
Let's do some quick hits. Any big individual stock movers that caught your eye today beyond SATs?
Advanced Micro Devices, AMD, was a standout. It rallied almost 9%. This was on a CNBC report that AMD might have secured a GPU deal with Amazon. That news really lit a fire under the semiconductor space. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index surged 3%, putting it up over 23% for the quarter.
Huge move for AMD and the semis. Any other company-specific news of note?
Quite a bit. Amazon is investing heavily in Australia to expand data center infrastructure. Apple is reportedly planning a Siri upgrade next year. Boeing had a 20-year forecast, showing steady demand for new airplanes, and also delivered a 787 to China. Cadence Design and Samsung Foundry are expanding their collaboration on IP solutions. And, as usual, lots of clinical trial updates from names like ABBVI, Akebia, Intellia Therapeutics, Johnson & Johnson, Calvista, Prothena, Regeneron, Roche, and Sarepta.
What about the analysts? Any big upgrades today?
Yes, a few notable ones. Celanese, CE, was upgraded to overweight at Wells Fargo. Celsius Holdings, CELH, Got a buy from hold at TD Cowen. We mentioned Cisco, CSCO, to buy at Deutsche Bank. Freeport MacMoran, FCX, was upgraded to outperform at Scotiabank. And Insight, INCY, moved to buy from hold at Stifel.
Any significant downgrades that traders should be aware of?
Sarepta Therapeutics, SRPT, took a few hits. It was downgraded to sell at H.C. Wainwright, neutral at Piper Sandler, and market perform at BMO Capital. That safety update on ELEVIDYS seems to have concerned some analysts.
And it looked like a lot of new coverage initiated on Hinge Health, HNGE, and MNTN today?
That's right. Hinge Health saw a flurry of buy and outperform initiations from multiple firms like Barclays, BofA, Canaccord, Evercore, KeyBank, Needham, Morgan Stanley, Piper Sandler, Raymond James, RBC, Stifel, Truist, and William Blair. MNTN also got a mix of initiations, mostly positive, from firms including Citigroup, Citizens JMP, Evercore, Morgan Stanley, Needham, Susquehanna.
So wrapping things up for tomorrow, Tuesday, June 17th, what's the main takeaway for traders after today's session?
The market definitely showed resilience, but that fade from the opening highs does warrant some caution. One of our sentiment reads was actually a bit bearish for today, noting 200 buying interest versus 600 selling interest, and the percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average was in bearish, overbought territory, even if the primary indicator was bullish with a caution flag.
So a bit of a mixed technical picture. Those key index levels are even more critical then.
Absolutely. For SPY, support at 602, then 601.60, resistance at 603, and that key 604 level. For QQQ, support at 534, then 533.20, with resistance at 534.60. A decisive break above these resistances could certainly fuel more upside momentum.
And overall strategy. What should traders be focusing on?
Geopolitical news is calmer for the moment, but that can shift quickly. The focus does seem to be rotating back towards growth sectors like tech and financials, which showed renewed interest today. However, as that sentiment note suggested, maintain some caution with extended longs in those areas until we see clearer stability. Energy and defense, which led on Friday, pulled back today, so watch that interplay. And as always, tight stops are prudent given potential volatility.
And a quick reminder on economic data for Tuesday.
It's a busy morning. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we get May retail sales, plus import and export prices. Then at 9:15 a.m., May industrial production and capacity utilization. And at 10 a.m., April business inventories and the June NAHB housing market index. Plenty for the market to chew on.
Excellent insights as always. That's our prep for Tuesday, June 17th. Thanks for tuning into Next Day Prep.